Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning to this service, special service. We had a most intense and impactful service in the first service, and it shall be a continuation in Jesus' precious name. Maximizing a new season, part two. Maximizing the new season. Like I said in the first service, this was to come at a crossover night to prepare us for the year. But the night had so much, the word of God, the several ministrations. And last Sunday was the blessing Sunday for the year. So it has fallen on today. And we believe that it is still appropriate and apt to help us start the year. Maximizing the new season. Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 19 to verse 20. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. God shall give you drink this year. Say amen. Our objective is understanding what to do to maximize the new season. We just stepped into a new season, a new year. We said three things generally at the beginning, which is recurrent for both services. Number one, that we serve the God of times and seasons. Is the God of times and seasons. He divided life into times and seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 already told us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Number two, he is also the God of new things. We don't only serve the God of times and seasons, we serve the God of new things. New things never run out in God. The God of new things. We all read in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19 to verse 20, is the God of new things. And finally, new seasons come with new things, with new possibilities, with new openings, new seasons. They arrive with new things, with new possibilities. We read, day unto day utter speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. If this is the case, what do I do in order to take a full advantage of the new season? Number one, now, the points are all the same, but you are going to hear the second part, the second side of each of those points in this second service. Approach the new season with appreciation. Appreciation. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2. It says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Approach the new season with appreciation. Appreciation must be the beginning of every level in life. Even in the realm of praying, prayer starts with appreciation. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It starts with worship. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4. So you enter the gate of the year. You enter the gate of a new season. You enter the gates of a new phase with appreciation. Appreciation for what? In the first service we saw, appreciation for his goodness in the past season. I hope that the person on the system is awake. Appreciation for his goodness in the past season. And then we saw, that is, how good was God to me in the past season? And then we saw appreciation for the possibilities in the new season. How good he was for me in the past season. And then, what are the possibilities? Third, we appreciation for the perfection of all things. In order for God to perfect all that concerns me, according to Psalm 138 verse 8, I appreciate him. There are three more appreciations we'll do, and that is for this service. First, that takes us to number four now. Appreciation for the victories of the past season. Maybe you fought battles. Maybe you confronted obstacles, victories of the past season. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says, thanks be to God who caused us to triumph in all things in Christ. The victories, the things that should have swallowed you that couldn't swallow you. The things the enemy brought your way to wipe you out that only wiped out that enemy. Victories. The next appreciation is appreciation for the privilege of seeing a new season. I slept, I awaked. For thou sustained me. Psalm 3 verse 5. Appreciation for the privilege of seeing a new season. Many people saw last year, they never saw this year. Appreciation for the privilege of seeing a new season. Appreciation for the privilege. That word privilege is important. Finally, appreciation for acceleration. Nothing lubricates acceleration like appreciation. While God was moving from day to day at creation, God saw all that he created and he saw that it was good. He saw that it was good. As he was breaking the schedule with appreciation, he was moving from day one to day two. Genesis chapter 1, you can read the whole thing from verse 1 all the way to verse 10. You will see sufficient appreciation along the way. God saw that it was good. He moved. It's good. He moved. Appreciation for acceleration. The shortage of appreciation is the bankruptcy of acceleration. People are not. You change gear to the next level with appreciation. We left the next year. We are in this year. You change the gear with appreciation. So, appreciate God. Approach the new season with appreciation. Number two, completely hand over the new season into God's hands. Hand over the new season. Psalm 37, verse 4 to verse 5. It said, delight yourself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. You can put commit your year unto the Lord. Commit your year unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
He shall bring what he has in mind for the year to pass. Commit your year into the Lord.
In the first service, we said, nothing gets out of hand. Why do we do so? Because nothing gets out of hand from the hands of God. Nothing. From his hands. Nothing can get out of hand. You didn't say, this thing has gone out of hand and it is in God's hands. No. Then we said, nothing in his hands can go wrong. Nothing out of God's hands went wrong. None. And then we said, nothing in his hands ever remains the same. Nothing. Nothing. If your life is in his hands, you can't remain the same. Put your family in his hands. It can't go wrong. We'll add three more to this in this second service, and that is that nothing gets out of control from his grip. He said, no man can snatch out of my hands what my father has committed into my hands. Nothing gets out of control from his grip. No man snatches out of his hand. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed to his trust until that day. Paul the Apostle speaking. I know whom I have believed. Nothing gets out of control from his grip. You hand over the year into his hands, it can't get out of control. Secondly, nothing in his hand is at risk. You don't fear for anything that is in his hand. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If God is with you and you are not to be afraid of anything, how much more if you are in his hand? Nothing is ever at risk that is in his hands. You don't fear for anything that is in the hands of God. And thirdly, which is number sixthly, everything in his hands brings out his full potentials. Everything that is in the hands of God manifests his full potentials. The rod of Moses had no impact until he dropped it before God. The five loaves and two fishes remained five loaves and two fishes until God, Jesus, handled them. The full potentials of the year will be manifest and unleashed. The full potentials of your life will be manifested if it is handed over to God. And so shall it be this year in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud, must say amen. Completely hand over. And you will be sure that it will not get out of his grip. You have nothing to be afraid for the future. And you will see the full potentials of the year. Say amen.
How do we maximize the new season? Number three, refuse to dwell on the past. The past season. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. Hallelujah. 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 Everything precious answers to pressure. The precious things of this year will answer to pressure. I press. But what are the things you forget? I think we identified like three in the first service. Number one, refuse to dwell on failed expectations of the past. I expected this to happen in 2024. It didn't happen. That, just let it go. Let it pass with 31st night. Refuse to dwell on failed expectations of the past. Secondly, refuse to dwell on lost opportunities of the past. If you are going to maximize this year, refuse to dwell on lost opportunities of the past. Thirdly, right now, you go on ahead. Yes, that statement is very important. But there is no future in the past, and you don't progress backwards. I'd like you to note this and don't forget. Negative things of the past waste the present and ruins the future. Negative matters of the past, they waste your present and ruin your future. By the time you dwell on them, you waste the present, you ruin the future. So, refuse to dwell on lost opportunities of the past. And finally, and thirdly, we said, you must refuse to dwell on negative memories of the past. Things you remember from the past. Negative memories of the past, of last year. In addition to this, there are three more things that you must let go from the past, and that is, refuse to dwell on failed promises. Because there are those, there were promises that failed. Someone promised you, or you promised yourself. Don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on them. There are better things to come. Also, you must refuse to dwell on past errors and mistakes. Where you erred, where you made mistakes. There is a connection between regretting and regressing. You heard what I said? Regretting and regressing. The man who regrets too much will regress too much. Except if it is a constructive attempt to make the future better. Refuse to dwell on past errors and mistakes. If there was a mistake, just ensure that there is a retake. Retake it. You missed the take, retake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the beginning of our church, after a few years, I made up my mind that I would behave as if I was starting afresh. Pour in the same firepower. The same everything. Stand on the road doing raw evangelism. My wife and myself. The same firepower. I used to do that in prayer many years ago. Pray for 2 hours and start again. After another 2 hours, start again. After another 2 hours, start again. After by the time you are through, you have done like 16 hours. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That's how to live life. Just make sure that there is a starting all the time. Just forgot that you were praying and start afresh. Hallelujah. My wife and I did desperate fastings many, many years ago, and we do it frequently as possible. If on the 15th day of or so, the body is trying to struggle, I say 352 minus 21. 352 minus 21 is 341. 341. 365 minus 21 is 344. So I have 344 days to eat food. I can sacrifice this 21. Hello? 344 days is enough. To eat for 1 year. It's okay to sacrifice the first 21. Matadeo. Hallelujah. So you don't cry over milk that is poured. Look for another milk. Refuse to dwell on past errors and mistakes. And finally, refuse to dwell on negative emotions from the past. Emotions of bitterness. Emotions of depression. Emotions of uncertainty. Refuse to dwell. On negative emotions from the past. Please note that if you want this year to be useful, you must let the last year to go. Except if there are things to learn from the last year. If you want this year to be useful, hallelujah. So, what have we said so far? Approach the new year with appreciation. Secondly, completely hand over the new season into God's hands. Thirdly, refuse to dwell on the past. Number four, be open to and believe for new possibilities and opportunities of the new season. Be open to and believe for the new possibilities and opportunities of the new season. Be open to it and believe for it. Be open to it. Believe for new possibilities. Believe for new opportunities. Why is that so? Psalm 110 and in verse 3. It said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Every morning, the morning has a womb, and wombs deliver. Psalm No matter how it is, there are new possibilities. Now, let's look at it. Three things I said in the first service. I think there were two or three. That every season comes with divine pregnancy for delivery. I just read that. Every season is pregnant. Divine pregnancy for delivery. Every season is pregnant. So you take delivery. Secondly, we said that every season is designed to be an improvement on the previous. This year is designed to be an improvement on last year. Don't let your mind be set on the fact that what you saw or what you experienced last year must be this year. Every season is designed to be an improvement on the previous. For the path of the just will shine light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And thirdly, we said, was it just two we did? All right. Let's take two more in this service. Thirdly, there is a yearly, or rather, there is a divine budgetary allocation for every season. A divine budgetary allocation. The same way that nations make budgets, there is a divine budgetary allocation for every season. Day to day is a season. Psalm 68 verse 19 said, thou daily, he said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, he loads us with benefits. Matthew 6, so there is a daily load of benefit. There is a budgetary allocation daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Matthew 6:11, he said, give us this day our daily bread. I have monitored my allocations in God for 20-something years. There has never been 2 years that is on the same level. Monitor the same for the church. Just goes. There were things that we celebrated in a whole year, 20-something years ago, that are allocations for days now, for individual days, as at today. That is, this is a whole year. What a mighty God. That this happened in this whole year. Hallelujah. So there is. And then number two, please take note of these very, very clearly. Every season is designed to create a difference. Every season is designed to create a difference. A day unto day, uttered speech. Night unto night, showeth knowledge. The speech of each day differs. Apart from the fact that seasons are to be improvement on previous ones, seasons are also to be different. Different kinds of happenings. What is the meaning of that? Don't be closed up. What did not happen last year can happen this year. Don't close up your life. What didn't manifest last year can manifest this year. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the louder amen. Not only can it manifest this year, it will manifest this year. Number five. Be sensitive to receive God's voice of revelation or direction for the new season. I said in the first service that before God does things, he says things. God spoke at creation before things manifested. What are you saying to me this year? What do you want me to hear this year? What do you want me to run with this year? Wow. I thought I was very fast. My alarm has already rang. Be sensitive. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 21, he said, thy ear and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. I pray for somebody here today. Your ear shall hear a word. Your ear shall hear a word. Your ear shall hear a word. Shout the loudest, amen. What are the kind of things that you are looking out for? Number one, from the first service, he said it's something he wants you to know. Look out for something God wants you to know. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Pay close attention. For God has something to say. God may have something to say. Just for the sake of illumination. Just know this. It might empower you to bring a change. Number two, he may say something he wants you to pay attention to. Something he wants you to pay attention to. Hey, I'd like you to give more attention to soul winning. I'd like you to give more attention to your family life, to your relationship. I'd like you to give more attention to your commitment at your place of work. Thirdly, we say God may say something he wants you to do differently. You have done this thing this way all these years. Can you try a change of approach? When Gehazi's attempt to raise the child couldn't work, there was a change of approach. A change of approach might be the end of reproach. So God may say something to do differently. Fourthly, all right, we say that the voice of God is a trigger. Now, fourthly, that will be in this service. God may say something he wants you to do. That is, not just doing differently for the first time. For the first time. This is something you haven't done. I want you to do this. I am giving you an instruction now from this moment forward. Begin to act like this. Also, fifthly, God may say something he wants you to do more. The last one was to do differently. This one is to do more. Now, you are praying, but pray a bit more. You are worshiping, but worship a bit more. You are sacrificing, but sacrifice a bit more. And this is where our lives changes. Something he wants you to do more. And this final point is very, very important. God may say something he wants you to stop completely. You know what? If this year will produce for you, that man is not a friend. Unfriend him. You know what? Something he wants you to stop completely. You are sleeping too much. You are spending too much time on your phone. There are people, the number, the hours they spend on the phone, if they can spend it on the Bible, if they can spend it in the closet, something he would want you to stop completely. And it's important for all of us to ask God, Is there something I need to stop? Isaiah chapter 50 and in verse 4, he said, and I... The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. To him that is weary, he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. Lift your hands and say, Father, open my ears to receive your instruction for 2025. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Proceeding forward to number 6. After you have heard this voice of direction, be prompt in obeying. Be prompt in obeying God's voice. Be prompt. Be on time. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, promptly. I said a couple of things in the last service, and I want to say them right now. See, many times we have books that are full of instructions, full of revelations, full of directions. The challenge is whether those books are also full of compliance or full of actions. Actions taken. I said a few things and I want to repeat them right now. Number one, every revelation comes with responsibilities. Every revelation. Anything God tells you, there are things to do about them. You can pray about them, you can act about them, but there is something to do. Wow. I'd like you to hear that. You saw a vision that God is sending you billions to build churches. There are things to do about them. You don't sit down. Nobody can say, I saw a vision that I sat down and roasted chicken flew and entered my mouth. Even in the realm of witchcraft, I don't think that happens. Number two, it is the responsibilities of the revelations that bring out the possibilities of those revelations. The responsibilities. Every revelation coming with responsibilities, you discharge the responsibilities, you see the possibilities. Thirdly, we said, the power of obedience is in its promptness. If you are going to see power from obedience, it is in promptness. Abraham departed. Abraham departed. God said, get out of your father's house. And Abraham departed. Promptness. Do we have 2 or 3 more? The good of the land will always answer to the willing and the obedient. No matter how bad any land is, there is good there. But the good of the land answers to the willing and the obedient. If you be willing and be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land will always answer to the willing and the obedient. And finally, when obedience is complete, struggles disappear. When obedience is complete, struggles disappear. You remember when the water was poured into the pots, there was no struggle for them for it to turn into wine. No struggle at all. The major challenge is the action. The manifestation is no challenge, it's the action. Where the matter lies is in the action. Hallelujah. Let's add 2 or 3 more. Obedience delayed becomes results denied. Obedience delayed equals disobedience. You can make it like that. Obedience delayed equals disobedience, and it becomes results denied. You know, in chemistry, how many of us know in chemical actions and reactions, they are so time sensitive. You have to add a certain reagent and a certain thing at a certain time and to add the whatever. There is just so time. But by the time you miss the timing for 1 second, you get a totally upside down result. Hallelujah. They are time sensitive. Obedience delayed equals disobedience and becomes result denied. Most of us, it's not as if what God said, we didn't act upon them, but we acted too late. 6thly or 7thly, the blessing of the Lord answers to obedience. There are many people saying, God bless me, God bless me. But he said, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then all these blessings shall come upon you. If you are going to experience the blessing, you are going to subscribe to his instruction. The blessings of the Lord answer to obedience. Finally, when obedience is complete, opposition submit. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. When obedience is complete, opposition submit. Every force of darkness challenging your authority from your Father's house, they will submit to obedience. Lift your hands and say, Father, what I need to know and what I need to do for the forces of hell to bow, I receive direction. I receive instructions now. In the name of Jesus. So, promptly, be prompt in obedience. And finally, be lost in kingdom soul winning assignment. Kingdom soul winning assignment. John chapter 4 verse 36. He said, all right, let's start from verse 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Somebody say aloud, amen. Beloved, let me recap on what I said in the last service, and then I'll say 2 more, and then we are done. How many of us know that soul winning is the heartbeat of God? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. God is not slack. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
none should perish. In the first service, we said, it is not possible. All right, let me just go through it because it is lengthy. Just write down. It is not possible to seek God first and end last in life. Matthew 6:33. It is not possible to seek God first, starting the year by seeking God, and then you ended last in life. It is not possible. Now, the second part of it says, when you make God your priority, He makes you His priority. Whenever you make God your priority, He makes you His priority. And secondly, this is like point number four. When you walk for God, He pays your wages. He pays your wages. God, there are wages with God. Luke 22:35. When you went out without purse or scrip, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. When you walk for God, He pays your wages. And the wage will not be material, not necessarily material. The wage could be spiritual. The wage could be emotional. But He pays your wages. There's a statement I made in the last service, and I want you to hear this also here. That you never lose in life winning for the kingdom. You never lose in life winning for the kingdom. You don't make gains for the kingdom and have losses in life. You make gains in the kingdom by transferring souls to heaven. You don't make gains for the kingdom and have losses in life. No. Congratulations, because I see you stepping into the realm of multiplied gains. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? All the things that we are looking for in life is summarized into seek first the kingdom of God. Seek the advancement of God's kingdom. And you will not have to seek other things before they look for you. Seek the advantage, the advantage, the advancement. It is time to be fervent in the spirit, brethren. It is time to become intentional and deliberate about soul winning. Yes, thank God you are involved in one department or the other. But this one will change your life. And I decree, your life is changing right now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. A young man met me the other day asking me to agree with him. 1,000 souls is his target, not as a pastor, as a church member. Every year, 1,000 souls. One of us here, one of us in church, he has his schedule of evangelism every Saturday to the place where hardened criminals are, smoking and drinking. Businessmen, are you not afraid of going to church? He said, what is working for him is more than what is working against him. He said he will preach and they will break down. This guy gets contracts in billions, jobs, doesn't do less than a billion. If the job is less than a billion, another person can do it.
So he single-handedly organized a program that he spent millions, hundreds of millions. I preached. Souls were saved like 1,500 or so. His joy knew no bounds. Himself went to his village and preached, led about 500 or so to Christ by himself, not a pastor, businessman. Am I communicating? So things are just flowing. He says, sir, I don't look for job. Jobs look for me. Seek first. A man met me yesterday. He said, I should identify for him 50 locations where he wants to personally build 50 village churches this year. Dunamis churches in the village, 50 of them, one person. He's looking now for where are the locations. Am I communicating? Very soon, somebody will do more than that. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, this year, I shall be deliberate. I shall be intentional. I shall labor for the kingdom. I shall advance the kingdom forcefully. Listen to me. Your plan for every year is not complete until it includes kingdom plan. Your vision for the year is incomplete until it includes kingdom vision. Your financial goal is not complete until it is attached to soul winning goals. Rehoboam to say, Lord, I need $1 million for the crusades ahead of me. That was earlier on in his ministry. And God said to him, between $1 million and 1 million souls, which do you want? He said, Lord, in that case, let me have 1 million souls. He said, all right, I will give you the 1 million souls, but you will also have the millions of dollars. Dollars was never a problem for Crusade for Bunky from that day. I know of a man and a ministry that gave at least $60 million. That is cumulatively over a period of time for that man's ministry. Hallelujah. I see a new day for somebody. I see businessmen doing exploits in the kingdom. Anyone here like that, say louder, amen. Shout, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. Now take your seat, let me conclude. How do you go about this soul winning? Two approaches I mentioned. Number one, be possessed with a genuine love and care for the lost. Genuinely. Don't look at your friends in the office and you don't care about their eternal destiny. Genuinely. Don't talk everything about your with your classmates and you don't talk about their soul. Genuinely care for the lost. God so loved the world that he gave. It is that genuine care that makes you to preach to people. It's that genuine care that you see somebody depressed and looking shriveled and looking harassed, and you want to find out, is there any way I can be of assistance? Is there something bothering you? Can we pray together? And you are praying with them. And you are agreeing with them. And in the course of your prayer, say, wait a minute. God will answer this prayer, but the basic thing, the first thing to do first, is to hand over your life to him. And you lead them in the sinner's prayer. The easiest thing to do. The second is the sharing of personal life stories and experiences. What is your experience with God? What peace of mind do you feel now compared to when you didn't know God? What are your experiences? What are your stories, your life stories? Even the experiences and the life stories of others you know. A man called me from Canada the other day. His son had a case that involved a court case in Canada. He couldn't get any lawyer. When any lawyer hear the case, they back off. Another one hear the case, say, oh no, this is a very, very terrible criminal case. This and that and that. He called me. He's already there. He said, we are going to court on Tuesday. And I don't know what to do. I don't have any lawyer to even stand for us. I put a call to one of our ministers in Canada who linked him up to a lawyer who gave them a counsel. And they went to court on Tuesday. And the case was struck out on Tuesday with a fine of $50. I practically went into action and prayed for me. I said the case will be trashed. They were going with the hope of adjournment for 6 months. When they will come to plead their case, trashed. Are you following what I'm saying here? I am sharing a story with you now. A story of divine intervention. The man has been telling the story to everybody he met. He flew back on plane and he came, was on the plane with a governor, and he said, this is what happened to me. I went because of my son's case. My father in the Lord prayed and case was trashed. So the man stood up when he heard, and he heard who his father in the Lord was. He stood up. Wow. I'm talking of something of less than 5 days. It's this Tuesday that passed that was the court. This Tuesday. It's not 1 week yet. Thank you, Jesus. Share your experiences. Let people know. Testimonies you have heard. Testimonies you heard from others. Your own life. We live in the world of information explosion. Social media is information. All manner of horrible information. But do your best to push out information that are correct and accurate and right. On your page, this is my life story. My testimony. This is a testimony of somebody I heard, I saw, I watched. Yesterday, I read a testimony I never knew. 2005, lady came to church in area 1. SS in crisis, got healed. 2005 to today is now 20 years. She has remained healed, got married, crisis free, children are all free of sickle cell. If it was not written, I wouldn't have known. Somebody sent it to me, I read it. The devil does not care what God is doing for as long as nobody is aware. We must force awareness on the devil. We must force awareness on the lost, so that they can be saved. A woman told her story. Come and see a man who told me everything I did. A whole city came out. The whole city of Samaria came out by one woman's story. Your story will drag your family. Your story will drag your community. Your story will drag your friends. Your story will drag our generation. In the name of Jesus. And every one of us watching here, and we are connected all around the world, place your story out today. Or this testimony of somebody. You can hashtag it. Hashtag my dynamis story. Or testimony rather. Why the hashtag? So that there can be a drive where people who want to know the dimensions of things that God is doing can see it. And if they have similar problems, they can look up to the same God who did the same. Am I communicating? The Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Stand up on your feet. God will give you testimonies that will explode your generation. He will give you testimony. He will give you testimony that will drag cities to follow you to God. He will give you testimonies that will drag communities to follow you to God. He will give you testimonies. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of our voice. There are members, there are people who are not members of this church at all, who have stories and testimonies like I'm just saying. There are people of the other religion.
You can share their testimony on their behalf. You can encourage them to share it also. We are in the season where God is about to rake the earth for himself. We are in the final days of planet earth. The harvest is plenty. And the testimonies are a sequel for the harvest. The preaching is a sequel for the harvest. The love is a sequel for the harvest. And without any doubt, the harvest shall and must come in. Lift up your two hands and let us appreciate the King of Kings. And let us worship him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Thank you, Rofeka. Lift your hands, worship him. Lift your hands, worship him. Lift your hands, worship him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. We have prayers to pray. This time, I think we're just going to do 1 minute because of how much time is gone. Now, you're going to lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness.
For your goodness.
I appreciate you. For
2024,
for all the things you did in my life, be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Then say, Father, I hand over 2025 into your hand.
I ask
that you will cause 2025 to go according to your plan in the name of Jesus. Then you say, Father, I reject the past. I refuse to dwell on every negativity of the past in the name of Jesus. Then say, Father, I am open to new possibilities, new opportunities in this new year, in the name of Jesus. They say, Father, I have to hear from you. I need to hear from you. Open my ears to hear what you are saying to me for this new season, in the name of Jesus. When we came to that hearing, all those 6 things that I mentioned, I like you. See, when we go home, just check this. Lord, is there something you want me to know? Is there something you want me to do? Is there something you want me to do more? Is there something you want me to do differently? Is there something you want me to stop doing? Is there something you want me to do for the very first time? Just ask. Is there something you said I should do I forgot to do? Can you remind me, sir? Can you remind me, sir? Now, and then be prompt in obedience. Say, Father, I receive the grace for promptness of obedience in the name of Jesus. And I receive the mantle for soul winning. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Psalms 3 verse 5. Please let's read it together. 1, 2, go.
I lay me down and yet I await for the Lord to save me.
Hallelujah. Pray after me. Say, Father, thank you for the gift of life. I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord, for help and strength in the fast so far. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for help and strength in the dark so far. Be glorified.
Let the prayer in the name of Jesus. Psalm 34 and verse 5. Psalm 34. They looked.
They looked unto him and were like.
And their faces were like. Say, Father. Say, Father. Thank you for this 7 days.
This 7 days.
Of the fast.
Thank you.
Thank you. For your intervention and manifestation so far. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. Say, Father. Thank you for this 7 days of the fast. Thank you for your intervention and manifestation so far. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the 7 days.
In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 46. Let's all read together.
And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before him to the entrance of Jericho. Hallelujah.
Pray with me, say, Father,
Father,
I accept your hand
of
help today,
to run the race
of 2025 successfully and outstanding to the hand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
Father, I accept your hand of help today to run the race of 2025 successfully and outstanding to the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I accept your hand of help today to run the race of 2025 successfully and outstanding to the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I accept your hand of help today to run the race of 2025 successfully and outstandingly to the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I accept your hand of help today to run the race.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 44, verse number 3.
For they got not the land in possession by their own sons,
neither their own arms saved them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I accept your favor today to take full delivery of all you have in store
for my life
in 2025.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, lift your voice and pray.
Father, I accept your favor today
to take full delivery
of all you have in store for my life in 2025. In the name of Jesus, Father, I accept your favor today to take full delivery of all you have in store. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Verse 15 and in the stand, one to go. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which is upon me.
Say, Father,
Father,
I accept
your grace
for ease,
for ease
in all my endeavor
in
2025.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Zechariah 4:7, once you go. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before the river bell, thou shalt be called again.
and he shall put on your headstone the arrow with shouting and crying, grace, grace unto thee.
Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I access
your grace,
to collapse,
all mountains,
that may stand
in
front of my life,
my family,
and your church,
my church
in 2025.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices and pray.
Father, I ask that your grace,
In the name of Jesus, John chapter 1 and verse 5, John 1, 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Lift up your voice and pray concerning our nation. Say, Father, we pray for our nation today. We ask that every agenda of darkness gives way for the light of your power and presence. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' precious name, Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2, and it's everyone want to go, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Say after me, say, Father, we ask that the mountain of your house, tsunamis, be established in the top of the mountains and exalted above the hills for all nations to flow into, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray. We ask that the mountain of the house of the Lord, of your house, tsunamis, will be established in the top of the mountain and exalted above the hills for the nations to flow into. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the mountain of the house, tsunamis, be established in the top of the mountain and exalted above the hills for all nations to flow into. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to ask for the mantle of soul winning to come upon us afresh. In the first service, suddenly like a flash, I saw that if we are trusting God for 300,000 people added to the church in this year, and just 300 people carry out that assignment of that brother who is looking for 1,000 souls, that is already done. We do that in the first service. And I was saying, if you are going to, just let me know. I was trying to organize how we can get it done. Put your name on paper or something. Before I could say it, our brother has jumped out. Dr. Ms. Enenchi has jumped out. And we had about 200 and something people, almost 250 something people, who came out in the first service, who made up their mind that before this year is over, they are going to personally commit to 1,000 souls, won and established. And then I made up my mind
that I'm going to have training session with them and an impartation session. We're going to harmonize exactly what we are going to do, how we are going to go about it, and how to make it easy. Some came out, a brother and another brother came out, but two of them are going to be a group to do that together. And so if you are here in this service and you like to follow Q, Lord, I have sought money, I have sought things, and things are being not the way they should be. But now I want to seek you. I want to seek the kingdom. And I want to win 1,000 souls by your help. 1,000 souls a year translates to 84 souls a month, which translates to 20-something souls a week, which translates into about 1-2 souls a day. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And that, once you break it down like that, and you trust God for that daily winning, then it can be done. And so, wherever you are interested, and you are saying, Pastor, I want to be prayed for. I want to be in this army that will depopulate hell and populate heaven and rake souls from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know God will help me to do it. 1,000 souls for you. Daniela, you are standing by yourself.
For herself. We are partnering.
Because I'm wondering how you are going to be doctor. Well, it's possible.
Yeah, all your patients,
everybody
she sees.
Across,
every patient
lead them
sees.
To Christ. Right. Quickly do so. While they are coming, we are in prayers. While they are coming, we are in prayers. Father, we ask for the mantle of now. Now, please, as you come, that is, I'm trusting the Lord before this year is over. You see, I'm so excited about this because it's not how many of you want to give 1 million or 5 million or 10 million now. That's not what we are talking about now. Or how many of you want to receive the blessing? Or how many of you want to receive this now? This is, I want to populate hell and depopulate hell and populate heaven. Please be sure of what you are doing. It's not, we're not playing games. Once you have subscribed for this, you have to hit the road running. We have to hit the road running. We have to hit the road running. I am going to have the first meeting with us by 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then, the locations are asking, if there is a meeting by 5 p.m. tomorrow, how will they do at the location? So we are going to do it, we are going to transmit it, so that you can have a closed circuit transmission. And then we'll send you the links, and then you can connect the links for the people at your location. Now, while they are coming, hold the hand of the next person to you, and lift it up and say, Father, we ask for the mantle of soul winning. The fresh mantle of soul winning. Fresh mantle of soul winning. Fresh mantle of soul winning. To populate heaven and depopulate hell like never before. Fresh mantle of soul winning. Fresh mantle of soul winning. Fresh mantle of soul winning. I receive it now. As a commission, we receive the mantle of soul winning. We receive now. Open your mouth and pray. I decree the release of the mantle of soul winning. 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 Upon this house. 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 Upon dunamis worldwide. 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 Upon dunamis worldwide.
upon dynamis. Receive, 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 receive the mantle. Receive the mantle. Receive the mantle. Receive the mantle. That's right. Help out there. Fresh mantle. 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 Fresh mantle.
Le para da 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 le para da 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 le para da 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 le para da 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 le
para da 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 da. Precious name.
Amen.
So that the whole congregation, you may not be on the line for 1,000, but everybody is in this army. How many of us are all in this army? Whether yours is 100 souls, whether yours is minimum of 12 souls in a year, that is one, at least one in a month, or yours is 500, whatever, but everyone, lift your hands, everybody, and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the baptism of soul winning. Grace, I receive the fire of soul winning to impact my world, impact my generation, to run the race, to win the souls. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. And the grace to meet up the target for January. Despite the fast. Don't forget.
Amen.
The target for January. That grace is released upon you.
Amen.
That grace is released upon you.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The form is going to be given. Just get it. You have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Everybody has already? You have a piece of paper? Yeah. Please. Those who don't have a piece of paper yet, lift up your hand. Right. All of this side. You will write your name and your phone number and you submit it. We are going to call you. But tomorrow in the evening, don't go yet. Tomorrow in the evening by 5 p.m. I know some may not close from work at that time. Whenever you close, just meet us. 5 p.m. you come here. We are going to have a meeting. The first meeting for a charge for this assignment. And then have a series of 1, 2, 3 meetings before an impartation will be done on the altar. And then launched into the assignment. And we are going to be having monthly meetings for report and review of processes till the end of the year. And we trust the Lord that whatever happens, the gates of hell will loose and heaven will gain. We have over 500 here, right? That's already over 750 something people. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Hallelujah! The choir will sing for me. The church is marching on the gates of hell. Please write your name if you have written. Usher, can you help me pick? If you have written your name, your phone number, drop it. And once you have done that, you can return back to your seat. Don't fail to come 5 p.m.
The church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail.
We are marching, marching on the church. Just a moment. In case you are unable to write your name and you want somebody to assist you, please don't be shy. Your name, phone number, and then they can do it for you.
The gates of hell shall not prevail.
We are marching, marching, marching on the church. We are marching on the church. We are marching on the
gates of hell. The church is marching on.
We are marching on.
The church is marching on.
Marching, marching on.
The church is marching on.
Sing it one more time.
The church.
We are marching on the church. We are marching on the gates. Sing it to the kind of church. We are marching on the church.
We are marching, marching on the gate. We are marching, marching on the door. We are marching on the door. We are marching on the gate. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Please be seated. Anywhere you are this morning, your own, yes.
She had a profound encounter while the prayers were on.
All right.
Before the prayer for the soul, she just came out for the soul's category.
Yes.
What did you see?
What I saw was that before the prayer came up, when the scripture says that the mountain of the Lord
shall be established.
So I saw a waterfall, and I saw water flowing down from the mountain. So I was wondering, when the prayer came up, I smiled, and I was wondering, if the water is falling like that, is it that Dunamis is the water for falling in? And I heard, no, that Dunamis is the mountain where the water will fall and go to the nations where souls will be won. So when you just called the soul winner, I had to run out.
Wow. Incredible, 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 incredible. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Give the Lord a big clap if you had an encounter in the course of the service. Because I knew many people had encounters in the first service. Or a healing or a touch or a deliverance. Also, please let us know right now. But while we are doing that, you know that you need to have your ways right with Jesus. We are talking of soul winning, but you are here. You need to be one as a soul. You need your sins forgiven. You need Jesus in your life. You need today to mark a new day in your life. You want today to become a new season in your life. Anywhere you are, stand up on your feet and rush to the frontier. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Sing the song, "The Church is Marching." While that is happening, communion servants and stewards can distribute, and the ministers as well. Very, very sharp. Quickly step forward here. Don't be the last to come forward here and surrender your life to Jesus and say, this year must be a different year. This year must be a new year. This year must be a change of story for me. Quickly give the Lord a praise as they come. I'll give you the count of 20, and I'd like you to run quickly forward. 1.
The church is marching.
2.
The church
3.
Is marching.
4.
The gate of hell shall not prevail. The church is
5.
Marching. Marching on.
6.
Marching on. The gate of
hell. 7. Eleven. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
We are marching on.
17.
We are marching on.
The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail. We are marching, marching, marching on the church. 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 Marching, marching, marching on the church. Marching, marching, marching on the gates of hell. Shall not
prevail.
There are more people that need to come out. People who need the yoke of sin broken, addiction of smoking, marijuana addiction, gambling addiction, and any other form of addiction that need to be broken. Anywhere you are, quickly stand up from your seat where you are. You want to make things right with God. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of rising and falling. I'm tired of confessing and repenting. I want to be free, fully free. Again, I'll give you the count of 10. Rush forward and join us. 1.
The church is
2.
Marching on. The church is
3.
Marching on. The gate of
hell
shall not prevail. The church is marching.
5. Seven. Eight.
of hell shall not prevail. The church is born. We are marching on the church. We are marching on the church. Oh Lord.
Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So shall it be that hold of sin is broken. In Jesus' precious name.